Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, serving individuals, families, public and private companies, and nonprofit organizations, with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, research, planning, and investment. More at nwrinc.com.
I am thrilled to welcome, for her second performance in our studios, a young sax player who's been generating a lot of attention in the jazz world. She's played with sax greats Lee Konitz and Phil Woods. She's just released her eighth album, Live at Sculler's. You've been hearing her on KPLU for 4 or 5 years now, and she's only just turned 21 years old. Please welcome our friend, Grace Kelly.
We have a wonderful, wonderful audience here in the station, and to all of you listening, we're going to kick it off with a song of mine. This is called Philosophical Flying Fish. Take it down to New Orleans, play some blues.
Thank you.
Grace Kelly with Mark Seals Trio live in the studios here on KPLU. Grace Kelly and the Mark Seals Trio, which today features Jeff Johnson and Tad Poor at the bass and drums. Mark Seals, I wanted to mention, has a couple of new CDs out soon in his American Song series, Volumes 2 and 3. Blues and Jazz is out now, a third to follow soon. Grace Kelly, it is a pleasure to have you back in our studios.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
Thank you so much for coming back.
My pleasure.
Couple questions. When you were just starting out real young, first piano and then clarinet and then saxophone, did you have to be nagged about practicing? Or were you one of those kids the parents told, hey, 4 hours is enough, put it away now?
Well, for piano, it was definitely a nagging. And I hated to practice what was on the page, hated to practice the notes. I wanted to make up my own thing. Clarinet was very tough. I was always squeaking and squawking. Saxophone, though, really clicked for me, and my parents did have to tell me to put it down because I would be practicing for hours and just fascinated with the instrument.
Now, I'm sure you get a lot of questions about being a young person in jazz, but I wonder about being a young woman in jazz. I'd like to think that we've come a long way, but what is the experience of a young woman jazz musician? Do you feel like you're treated differently?
Well, I feel very blessed to have wonderful mentors in the music and you know, people like Phil Woods and Lee Konitz, who are really just listening to the music, and it's all about the music for them. And that's the best thing about it, being a musician, whatever color, race, gender. And it is nice at the same time today that there's more and more female musicians, jazz musicians to look up to play with. I've done a bunch of gigs with Terry Lynn Carrington. She's played on my stuff. But then also, like, looking back in history, there have always been incredible female musicians, Marian McPartland. I mean, so it's good that there's been an emphasis recently, but also to realize that it's always been happening.
21 years old now. How do you see your music development coming along? Have you had a moment where you felt, I got this? Or do you feel like you're always growing?
No, I'm always growing. It's always an experiment to me. I recently moved to L.A. 6 months ago, and I've been working on new music out there and just, you know, taking my roots in jazz and what I love about this genre, but also incorporating other genres that I love and more popular stuff and trying to find a real voice for myself. So I'm always growing and always trying to find something new.
Now, you just mentioned you moved to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You were in the Boston area for a number of years.
Yeah.
And your new record recorded in that area, live at Sculler's, hometown crowd. What do you expect or want out of a live jazz club crowd?
Well, I really love it when people are dynamic. I know sometimes everyone feels self-conscious. They're like, oh, I can't scream out, you know. But that actually really helps feed the music. And when I'm playing at home in Boston or certain places, when people are just amped up and they're, you know, hooting and hollering in the moments that really touch them, then the music just takes off. I love that.
Grace Kelly's live in our studios with Mark Seals and the trio. What would you like to do for us next, Grace?
We're going to do a song of mine off Live at Sculler CD. It's called Eggshells, and I wrote this on tour a couple years ago. Someone said to me over lunch, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. Fell in love with that phrase, wrote out a bunch of lyrics, a melody popped into my head, and for today, we're using an aspirin medicine bottle for a shaker.
Brilliant. Grace Kelly live in the studios on KPLU.
Things grow, and sometimes they fall apart. But I need to know. With me, 'cause I give my soul. If you just said the word, but I can't, no, I can't walk this road alone. Right now, I'd say I'm a bit confused. I don't know where it is we're going, and it seems that you, well, you don't want to choose, but I can't, no, I can't walk this road alone. But I'm tired of dancing over eggshells.
just lay it on the table right now and tell me everything I want so there's nothing left to hide. It seems through time, well, nothing stays the same. Like the seasons throughout the years. So the question is, tell me, can we get through winter? Or is it just too cold to bear? But I'm tired. To make this work, then by God, I'm gonna try. 'Cause I'd give my soul if you just said the word, but I can't, no, I can't walk this road alone.
FI percussionists recommend Grace Kelly Aspirin. Grace Kelly live in our studios on KPLU with the Mark Seals Trio. Grace has a new record out. It's her eighth live at Sculler's in her former hometown of Boston, Massachusetts. Grace, I know that you've been singing a lot longer than you've been a musician, your first instrument, your voice. Mm-hmm. And it's always great to hear you sing. Fantastic
you.
Voice. It's really starting to grow as
yeah.
you grow.
Thank you.
And I wonder if you feel like that's always going to be just a part of your music, or do you think you'll see that becoming more dominant, more singing?
Well, right now I've been really interested in songwriting, so it's been a much more dominant thing. But to me, it's like whether it's the voice or the saxophone, they're all this melody instrument. So I like intertwining it together because they're both such a big part of who I am.
Now, speaking of musicians and instrumentalists, you've had the chance to play with a pair of saxophone legends, Lee Konitz and Phil Woods, as well as jazz stars of all stripes on your records and in concert. I'm always looking at your CD notes and going, oh, man, he's on there, too. Do you pick up any specific tips from these greats, or is it enough just to learn by playing up at their level?
Yeah, a lot of it is just osmosis for me. Right. You know, it's like playing with them, I'm always surprised when all of a sudden I pick up something that Phil's doing or Lee's doing or whoever I'm on stage with, because my ears are open, theirs are open, and then we make some type of magic. But I do know that when I play with great musicians like these folks, which, by the way, we only met yesterday and played our first show, which was fantastic. I know that it pushes me to a level that's higher than, you know, just by myself. So it's a great learning opportunity, growing spirit.
Right. You seem so natural and comfortable on stage. Has that always been easy for you? I think you've maybe done some acting too.
Yeah, actually, when I was 6 years old, I was singing, dancing, and acting, and I wanted to become a Broadway actress. So when I was really little, my parents have always told me that instead of playing with dolls, I just have like a mirror and a chair, and I would be set for hours. I'd just be making up stories. I was good. So I always actually have been pretty comfortable on stage.
I wanted to talk about a specific song, mostly because of the title and the idea of it. You wrote a song called Please Don't Box Me In that's about straying outside the approved jazz standards. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So for the new CD, Live at Scullers, I specifically chose to open it with this song, Please Don't Box Me In. And to me, it was like a musical anthem because I love all these different styles musically. I love good music, whatever that may be, jazz, pop, rock. It doesn't really matter to me. So I wrote this song that's basically talking about, you know, setting one free and just letting me do my thing.
And it seems like the venue of jazz is probably the best place for something like that.
Yes.
You can just be a great artist.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I know that the audiences and certainly the musicians, we're all open to good stuff. You know, I'm hanging out with my friends, with band members. We're checking out Questlove and The Roots. We're checking out Charlie Parker. It doesn't really matter as long as it's good.
We've got one more song. Grace, what would you like to do to finish us up today?
This is also from the new CD. It's called Nighttime Star.
Grace Kelly live in the studios on KPLU.
I'm a morning and my nighttime star. You are the voice inside my head when I can't figure out what's going on. You help me get by simply being you. You are my sunshine and my guiding light. You are the voice that brings me closer to my dreams. You're always there to guide. You help me get by simply being you. Star, you paint the colors of a warm spring day. You make the colors come to life. You help me get by simply being you. We laugh, we make mistakes, but even through the bad, you are there to love me, there to guide me. Thank you. touch the ground and no one can bring me down. You are my world, you are my smile, you're my baby. You bring me to that higher place. We love, we laugh, we make mistakes, but even through the bad, you are there to love me, there to guide me.